Good morning. It's April the 11th. Oswald Chambers today writes about decisions. He twice uses the term moral decision, and then he uses simply the word decision once more. He uses the word decisions to address three areas in our lives. First, the moral decision to be identified with Jesus. Second, the decision to put aside the old nature, to put aside the man in me. And third, the moral decision about sin. And with those three decisions, he acknowledges the role of the Holy Spirit, but yet identifies our role as to, as he says, walk in the light and obey all that he reveals. Without offending my Calvinist friends, I believe God reveals to me the sin of my life and my need for redemption. I believe that I have to make a choice to acknowledge, to accept, and to choose daily his presence in my life. But the statement, walk in the light and obey all that he reveals, is remarkable in its clarity and yet so challenging in its execution. I fear it's that stubborn word, obey. My wife has a makeup mirror. If you're married, I suspect yours does as well. Want to be horrified? Turn it on and stare in it. The extra light and the magnification reveal every pore, every blemish, every wrinkle. And so it is with God's Spirit. He reveals everything. He reveals everything that I don't want to see. I don't want to keep my face in the light of my wife's makeup mirror because it reveals so much, so many of my imperfections that are there for me to see. It's the same with the light of God's Spirit. As much as I may not want to look at my many imperfections, it is only in doing so that I can truly see how unlike Jesus I am. But having decided to stay in the light, I can then trust the power of God to forgive those sins, and I can decide I will repent and turn from them. The question for us is, do we have the courage to daily go into the light, have our imperfection revealed, and having clearly seen them, will we decide to repent? Will we decide to seek his strength to change that within me so that I can become more Christ-like? And then we go back to that stubborn word, obey. Having seen, am I willing to obey? And the answer for me is yes. God bless. Have a great day.